Today's Shiri Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Gimel Omid Aleph. And this is a siman that deals with the halachas of Pores al Shema, which is a very interesting halacha that is very common that people say Baruch Hu at the end of davening because they missed Baruch Hu. Or people that come late to a minyan, they'll say the beginning part of the Shemona Esrei and then say Kedusha when they're the only one davening. Is this allowed? Is this something that's halachically suggested? And that's what this siman will talk about. So siman samach tes, the mechaber begins, im yesh bnei odom shispalalu, if there are a number of people that have already davened, kol echa bifnei atzmon biyochid, they all davened individually, they didn't have a minyan, and then they're getting together, and none of them, velo shamu, lo kaddish, lo kedusha, none of them heard kaddish, and none of them heard kedusha. So now you have these 10 people that are gathered together, they didn't realize they would be all together later on, so what should they do? So omet echad mihem, the mechaber writes that one of them can get up, the omer kaddish, he says a chatzi kaddish, says baruch hu, he says bracha rishona, he says the first bracha of yotzer or, velo yotzer, nothing else, v'zeh nikra pores al shema. And this is called pores, it's a lashon of a part, a piece, pores al shema, you say a piece of the shema, so to say, lashon chaticha prusa, a cutting off a piece, she'ein omrim ela kitzas mimena, because you only said part of it. And this way these people get a little bit of tefillah b'tzibur. That's what the mechaber writes over here. The Mishnah Berurah, which actually starts and can be found at the bottom of Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah has a little introduction over here, and he writes, Inyan Prisa Shema, let's discuss this subject of Prisas Shema, cutting the Shema. So Mekomos Yesh, there are different opinions, he says, in different places. Yesh, Mekomos, Shenoagin, Sheporis, and Al Shema, there are those places that have this custom of doing this Poris Al Shema, and he puts in parentheses, Prisa Shema Nikma Armira Sabaruchu. What exactly is Prisa Shema? He says it's the saying of Baruchu, She'anu Omrim, Bishvil HaMisachrin Lovo L'Beis HaKnesses. So the people that come late to Shul, they missed Baruchu, and at the end of the davening, we say Baruchu for them. Achar Gemar Siyum Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei B'Lachash. And he says this is after the silent Shemoneh Esrei is completed. Not at the end of davening, as I just mentioned a second ago. That's the second opinion. But here he says in the first opinion, this is done at the end of the silent Shemoneh Esrei. V'yesh mekom shenogim shaporis ha-shlichat tzibur al shema bishvil ha-mesachrin achar kaddish basra. And then he says some places have the custom that they do this at the conclusion of davening after the last kaddish, that they do this poris al shema. And he says, Ayin la'el b'simen nundalid b'morgen Avram. He says, look, earlier in Simen nundalid b'morgen Avram, Shema tzuch la'elu hanogim achar kaddish basra. For those that have the second custom to say this poris as Shema after the last kaddish, lomar t'chilu k'tzas psukim. They should still say some psukim before that. In rotsim lomar kaddish and then baruchu. Because you just can't say kaddish out of nowhere. And he says also, look as well, coming up in Simen Kuflamid Gimel, in the Beis Yosef, the Muchok, the Minhog, that this was their Minhog, the Afim Ira Shalobo Odom Lebesa Knesses Achar Baruchu, even if nobody came late after Baruchu, nobody missed Baruchu, Afalpi came in Medakhti Gimakach, you don't have to look for this, but they would say it every day. The only time they didn't say this extra baruchu at the end of davening, levad mishabosos v'yamim tovim, they wouldn't say it on Shabbos and Yontif, and Dirshu footnote number one brings down. The reason for this is because the Ramah later on says, shekulim bo lebeis haknesses kodem baruchu, because everybody comes on time then, and therefore there's no need to say the baruchu after the davening. Kedisa shom, as it says over there. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, when we call makom in levatel minhogim beveis haknesses mei machlokis, don't do something that will cause machlokis over here and change the minhag around. However, b'makom she'ein lachush l'machlokis, in a place where there isn't a concern that if you do something, it's going to cause a fight, yesh l'nhog shelo yomar ha'shleil tzibur baruchu, he says it's more preferable halachically not to say the baruchu unless elim kein ba'echot achar baruchu, unless you know somebody came after baruchu and missed it. V'lo shomar klabi oso yom, and he hasn't heard baruchu from some other place that day as well. Even though Avshik Faramar Yotzer Or, even though this person did say Yotzer Or, nevertheless, Mutar Gamkin Lomar Bishrilo, you can say it for him, Afa Bishlo Yismoch Elel Yotzer Or, even though you're not going to say Yotzer Or again, you can still say Baruch over here. Likewise, if somebody heard Baruch Hu, for whatever the reason before the davening, and now he's davening by himself, and he reaches Baruch Hu, and there happen to be 10 other people, they've all davened already, even his davening lo asara anoshim, shekvar shomu Baruch Hu, nevertheless, afal pi kein mutar lifros hashma v'lo ma Baruch Hu, he's allowed to go and gather them all together to listen to him, to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Who? O acher bishvilo. Not only he could do this, one of them could do this actually. Kivan de yomer miyad acher kach b'yichas yotzor, because he's going to say yotzor right after that. Avolim tartili griyusu. But if you have both of these negatives, what do I mean by that? The haynu, the Mishnah Berurah says shekvar shama baruch hu, that he already heard baruch hu. Oh, sheshama, or that he heard meha olam ba Torah she'amru baruch hu, or he already heard baruch hu from some other minion. For example, he heard people laying in the Torah, and he heard baruch hu there. V'gamu ato ein omed kodem yotzor, and he's not about to say yotzor because he already said it. Then, even though he missed Baruch Hu, he can't do this Poris al Shema over here. Neither him, who, O Acher Bishvilo, nor somebody else for him. That's the little introduction that the Mishnah Berurah gives. And now he starts off with Sif Katan Aleph. The Mechaber had said, Kol Echo Bifnei Atzma V'yochad, all these people had davened by themselves, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Radvaz from Simon Reshmem Aleph. Poligazer argues over here with the Mechaber, and he says, Zeh l'shono, im hispalu asora kol echa b'yichidi, if all 10 people daven by themselves, porach minayu kadishu k'tusha. You can't follow what the Mechaber said, that they can get together and say this, but the Radvaz says they've lost their opportunity to say kadish and kedusha because they daven b'yichidis. Kidamrina and Gabi Birchas HaMazon, similar to this din, is brought down in Birchas HaMazon in Simon Kuvtzadi Dalad, Sif Aleph. The kivan de porach minayu, since they lost the opportunity to say it. So afal gav she'acher kach nischabu asor, even though they now have 10 people and none of them heard kaddish kedusha, einam yecholim lachzur l'spalo b'kaddish kedusha. They don't have the right to go and say kaddish kedusha. It flew away. It was porach minayu. It left them. And the Radvaz argues with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said you can say it, and the Radvaz says you can't. The Radvaz goes one step further, the Mishnah Berurah says, and says it's a brachal of atol if they say it. And he says, look there in the Radvaz, ayin shom. And he says, huva dvar b'kitzim Morgan Avram, the Morgan Avram quotes this, and the Sefer Morgan Giborim, the Chayyadim, heviu dvar la'alocha, they also passing like this Radvaz, like the Morgan Avram. However, Tshuvas HaRamah, he brings down Mashma de Posei Kashulchan Aruch. The Ramah, he paskins over here like the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, Ochein, B'tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Kosav Dekein Amod de Bar Kad Radvaz. The Chasam Sofer says, look what people do. They all paskin over here like the Radvaz, not like the Mishnah Berurah. However, Ochein, Gam Lahad Radvaz, even the Radvaz, Im Yesh Echad Mehem Shalos Pal Adayin, if one of them hasn't davened, then even the Radvaz says, Yochel Lufros HaLashma, you'd be allowed to do this. V'gam Leri Lufnei HaTeva, and likewise, he can go be the chazim for this, aflo yispala mitchila tefila b'lachash, but he shouldn't say the Shmoneh Esrei silently and have everybody wait to do chazaras hashatz, because the chazaras hashatz is only really for him, and he's saying the silent Shmoneh Esrei, rak yispala tekev hatfila b'kol rom. He should say the Shmoneh Esrei straight in, go straight into saying the Shmoneh Esrei out loud, like it was the chazaras hashatz, so that he could say the kedusha with it. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that normally you're not allowed to say the silent Shmoneh Esrei out loud, but this, of course, would be permissible in this situation. And he brings this down in the Kaf HaChayim. She says, Eino b'chlal l'issa. This isn't included in the issa of not raising your voice for the silent Shmoneh Esrei out loud. Kim she'osa came b'shul l'zakos by mis kedusha, because he's doing this in order to be able to say kedusha, so therefore he's allowed to. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, D'b'chi ha'gavne lo shayach parach chovas tefila minayu. Even the Radvaz would say over here that since one person has this obligation, the obligation hasn't left him, and the others could also listen and be yotze. Darib Yishul Atzmo Omer, because he's saying it for himself. The chayin kotzav ha-morgin giborim. This is, in fact, the opinion of the morgin ha-borim in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says further, not only does this person have the right to do this, the one who hadn't said it, but even one of the other people that had said it already could be the leader over here, could be the chazan, lifros al shema, the leri lifnei ha-teva b'shvilo, and could say the Shmoneh Esrei for him, as we'll learn later on in Shulchan Aruch. The kivan the yesh al koponim echot shelo yotzo, since there is one person who hasn't been yotze, adayni de tefila, who hasn't yet fulfilled the davening obligation, the Radvaz brings down that everybody is considered a guarantor for everyone else, so to say. We're all Arevim to each other, and therefore, even one of the other people who's already said it could say it on his behalf. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes that you're allowed to say Kaddish. So he says, look in Siman Nun Dalid, in the Hagor there, the Tzorech Lo Mar Mitrilo Ketzas Pesukim. As we've already mentioned, you can't just start off saying Kaddish right away. You have to have at least 3 Pesukim. We brought down different opinions. Dirshu footnote number 4 goes over those opinions. But you should say something before you say the Kaddish. You just can't go straight into a Kaddish. then Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishmur says you say Yotzer, or so he says Abde Bizmanenu Kulam Bekim. Nowadays everybody knows how to daven. We all have Sidurim, Baruch Hashem, people know how to daven. The Inzorich Labirchas Hamivarch Shiotziem Biabrocha. Nobody is really Yotzi in the shul with the Chazan's Tefillah over here. So V'Kol Shekin Lefima Da'iri Hamachaber Shekvar Beruchu Kulam Kol Echad Bifnei Atzro. And in the situation the Mechaber is talking about, they already davened. According to the Mechaber, nevertheless, the Omer Yotzer, or you are allowed to say Yotzer, or Mishum Shaloyu Nirin Kikofim Chas V'Shalom. It shouldn't look like they're heretics Chas V'Shalom. Because here you say, Yeshua Omer Lohem Shiyavarchu. He says, Baruchu. And nobody's saying any bracha. So therefore, Lekach Omer Yotzer, Uvakol Ram. That's why he says Yotzer, or Uvakol Ram, as a response to this, that he said Baruchu. And all the other people listen, and listening is like they said it, therefore it's not considered like the heretics. When he said Baruch Hu, you should praise Hashem, and nobody praises Hashem. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, however, nowadays, nowadays we don't say the Baruch of Yotzer or. Ella, what should we do? Omim Kaddish Baruch Hu, just say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, Vehein Onim Achrov Baruch Hashem Hamvaroch Liolam V'ed V'chule. They say the entire Nusach that we say after Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains Svira Lahan, according to this Ramah, the Kivan Shonim Baruch Hashem Hamvaroch Liolam V'ed, since all the people are answering to the Baruch Hu, to lo mechzik kikover. It doesn't look like we're all heretics, so we don't want to bless that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Midi dehavi abir chas haTorah. This is similar to what we say when the person gets an ali, says Baruch Hu as Hashem Hamvaroch, and everybody answers Baruch Hashem Hamvaroch Liolam V'ed. We don't make any other brachas. And he says, that's why over here it's not a problem. He says, look at the El Yerab and the Mogin Yiborim, Sheskim Mugam Kilazer. They agree to this as well. The Ramah continues and he writes, Yesh Omrim Sheporsim B'Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Kemo B'Shachris. The Ramah says that the same thing that we just talked about by Shachris, the same thing applies by Mariv, by Arvis as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hey writes, Rotz Lomer, what does he mean to say by this? Afim Kulam Kvar Hispalu Kol Echad B'Vnei Atzmo. This is true even if they all daven Mariv by themselves and now they get together. They didn't realize they would all get together. They should daven Mariv later if they knew that, but here they didn't realize that that would happen, so they would be allowed to be Puras to Shema by Mariv as well. The Ramah continues and he says, however, v'lo noach hukein, but the common practice is not to do so. The lek kaddish kodim baruch hu shel arvis, because we don't have a kaddish before we say mariv. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that, of course, the nusach svarad, who says the shir hamalas beforehand, that would be a different story. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah writes down, v'lo noach hukein, it's not our custom to do so, the Ramah said. He brings down the prima godim. Near Avadai, however, it certainly appears, Im Yesh Echot Shalowit Spaladai Marv, if one of them hasn't Davin Marv yet, certainly Yochol Lamo Mifnei Omud, he can get up in front of everybody, Im Tisha Shehispalu with the other 9 people that did Davin, V'yomer Baruch Hu B'Kol Ram, and he can say Baruch Hu right away in a loud voice, V'gam Yomer HaBaruch Rishon B'Kol Ram, and he'll say the first Baruch HaMariv HaRovim out loud, the Yod say Af LaMechaber, and this would be acceptable even to the Mechaber. And maybe you can even say the Kaddish that comes before the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the opinion over here that the Prima Godim brings down. Sivkot and Zayin adds that there is no Kaddish by Marv, and for Baruch Hu itself, they weren't so makbit to say it, and that's why the Ramah says the minhag is not to say it. The Alpha God, the Mishabur continues, the Viksas Mekomos Omishlosha Psukim, the Kaddish Kodim Baruch Hu B'Yavris, even though some places do have the custom to go and say, by Mariv, various Psukim, and then say Kaddish, as I mentioned, the Shir HaMalos, for example, that Sfaradim say, so Rak Minog B'Alma, Lo Kaptina B'Hai Kaddish. It's only a Minog, and therefore we're not makbid on this Kaddish. And in fact, Ashkenazim don't say it. Masha'ein came Kaddish Yacha Yishtabach Shachris, as opposed to by Shachris, which we say a Kaddish after Yishtabach, Shu Minog Kadmon, it's a much earlier Minog, and therefore Kavdin on Tvei, and therefore we're much more strict about that. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, in regards to Mincha, he brings down the Mor Uktzia, Shedino Ketvila Shachris, that Mincha is the same halacha as Shachris. V'yocho Gamlo Merchatzi Kaddish Achri Ashrei, Kodem Atvila Shmon Esrei, and if a person is doing this Poris as Shema, by Mincha time, he can say Ashrei, and then the Chatzi Kaddish, and then say the Shmon Esrei out loud, and this is in fact what often happens when somebody comes late to shul, and there isn't a minion for him to say, but the people are still there, there's still a minion of people there, and he will do this Poris as Shema by Mincha. The Mechaber then continues and he writes, La'achar shesimu birkas yotzer or. After he finishes the yotzer or, we're going back to the earlier opinion that the Mechaber said that you can say this, the 10 people get together and they said yotzer or, then Omer Ovos Ukvuros, you can say the beginning, Brochos Ushmanesre, Mogain Avraham, and Mechaye Mesim, Then you say Kedusha, and the Atta Kadosh, to conclude with the third bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei. V'zenikra over lifnei ateva. And this is called to be over lifnei ateva. The Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Ches writes down Kedusha. He brings down Ayin v'hagah b'somach shemesayim kol hatfilo gamkin. You can do this for the entire Shmoneh Esrei as well. And Dishu footnote number 7 says you could technically even end off then with a Kaddish Tiskabel, although others say don't say the words Tiskabel Slosan because he's the only one davening and it's not Tzibur, and you can say a full Kaddish without Tiskabel. Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, I've already discussed this above in Sivkot and Aleph, that the Radvaz disagrees, Das Radvaz de Einlun Hog Din Over Lifnei Ateva, Elim Kin Yesh Behem Akoponim Echot Shalos Baladai. And the same thing applies by before that we said by the Shema that one person at least should have not said it for the Radvaz to allow you to say it, so to hear by Shmoneh Esrei. Because of a Mogen Avram, Miu Nirali, the Mogen Avram says, however, it appears to me, Dim Ein Shom Shisha Shlo Espalalu, Lo Yispalo Shlech Tzibur Blachash, that if there aren't at least six people there, then the Chazan shouldn't say a silent Shmoneh Esrei, unless there are six or more people present that didn't daven. You, of course, have the 10 people there all together, but several of them have davened. But if you don't have at least six people that have not davened, so then just start straight out with not a silent Shmoneh Esrei, but with an out loud Shmoneh Esrei. Yach, yach, rak, yaskil, miyad, b'kol rom, to ikar, hakavona, b'chazor, b'zeh, hu rak, mishum, kedusha. The whole purpose of it is for saying the kedusha, and not to say a chazor, sashatz, yom, ragim, will be shown us, b'kol rom, v'ashar, b'lach. I should just say the first three brachos out loud, and then afterwards the rest you can say silently, because the whole purpose was for kedusha, but not for a chazor. But if you have at least six people, kimot zibur gomer, that's called like a real minyan. The ayin and the bir halach, he says, go look in the bir halach for more discussion about this. Dirsha footnote number 8 also has a discussion about this, a famous statement of the Igros Moshe from Moshe that's not called tefillah b'tzibur. When you have these six people, you're allowed to say, because there have the other four people that already davened, but you can say dvarim shebikdusha, but that's not called tefillah b'tzibur. Others disagree and do count that as tefillah b'tzibur, ayin debir halacha, and as well in Dirsha footnote number 8 for a further discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes writes, this is called over lifnei ateva, v'ein zeh matzur k'hayom. This isn't commonplace nowadays, mishum deregilin lifros hashma b'shvil hamesachrim lavo, because it's very common for us to do this poris la hashma for the latecomers, achar gemar siyum shmoneh esrei, but we do this after the silent shmoneh esrei b'lachash, kodim shemaschal shliach tzibur tefillah b'kol rom, before they do the Chazaras Hashatz. And therefore, V'yotzen Ayodo Inyan Kedusha. So already they're going to hear Kedusha in any event. Utsrich Lizor Be'eshim Akapzin, Ozvi Pesach Be'eshach Knesses, Lavros Al Shema, Shalo Yavru, Negin Amis Palam. And when you do this, you have to be sure that the people still davening Shmoneh Esrei, you don't walk in front of them, as we'll learn later on. You're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who is saying Shmoneh Esrei. But if somebody did come in fact late, after this was already done, so he missed the Paris al Shema even, then Yuchal Lufros al Shema, the Lerid Lufnei Ateva. Then he can go and do this for himself, be Paris al Shema, and be Yored Lufnei Ateva, and go and say the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Vein osin dvarim elu v'pachus me'asara mishum dehebe dvarim shebikdusha." You need 10 people all together for this, even though not all of them have not davened, as we've said. We may even have only one person who hasn't davened, but you need to have the 10 people there because it's a dvar shebikdusha, which requires 10 people. Ideally, you should have 6 people that haven't davened yet. Dainu rov v'asara, as we've already pointed out. But even if you only have one, that one person can be yotze in this fashion, and even if you have a different person, not the one who missed it, but a different person who's already been Yotzei, he can be Yotzei, this one person who has not yet been Yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud concludes, if a person heard from somebody getting an aliyah, the Baruch Hu, die, that's enough. You don't make a separate Baruch Hu for that. Unless, in lo shu omid ato kodim birchas yotzar, then oz mutar lifros bishulo, then you could save him because he has to say yotzar anyway, as we've already learned. That concludes today's shir.